The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Daniel Shine, that is producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste. Apologies.
You know, I'm always excited for these shows, and Dan just kills it in the first 2 seconds.
I always forget he goes into his fucking rapist voice when he does this, and I'm just like, ah, oh well.
We are here to review some naughty movies. Yeah.
These aren't Christmas movies.
Yeah, well, there's naughty Christmas movies too.
I know that, but these aren't them.
I know.
But you can give these away at Christmas. That'd be fun.
You can.
There you go. There
I'm
you
just
go.
Giving dead shit.
Oh, I feel you.
So
gave me the heebie-jeebies.
So this is an all vinegar syndrome edition of Flesh Wound After Dark. Very excited for this because we have the surprise 4K of Sex World, which is awesome. We'll kick it off with Sex World. All right, so Sex World is from 1977, and director Sam Weston, under his pseudonym of Anthony Spinelli. That should be a very familiar name for you. And Sex World is a luxury resort advertised as the ultimate sex-themed getaway where any and every fantasy, no matter how outrageous, can be brought to life. Following the arrival of a fresh busload of guests, it becomes apparent that the attendees are in store for much more than a simple weekend of debauched and hedonistic pleasures. Each visitor is forced to confront their unique sexual fears, repressed desires, and insecurities. Through the help of Sex World's completely lifelike, but actually animatronic lovers. Some find the happiness they've been longing for, while others discover that their seemingly idyllic relationships are a source of unexpected misery. All right. So this is a pretty big one in adult cinema. Obviously a takeoff on Westworld. So kind of one of those early parodies of a blockbuster before the days of Axel Braun. And we have some big names in this: Kay Parker, Annette Haven, on the guy side, Joey Silvera, who's in like every fucking movie. Every adult film, it seems, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and he kept going. And John Leslie, among others. One thing about this, because we always rate these movies, I kind of feel like most people that are fans of the golden era of adult cinema, it tends not to just be about the adult content, so we always look at it as, you know, if I was just watching it as a movie, would it be worth it? I think this one is. I know what Pug's favorite part is, and I'm sure he'll get to it.
I know what Dan's favorite part is.
So one thing about this on the erotic side of things, this one kind of jumps back and forth between scenes, which might be between sex scenes, I should say, which might be a little bit jarring for somebody just looking for that side of it. But still, it works. And the fantasies are interesting. You have John Leslie's, who plays Roger, who's a racist, that hooks up with a black girl.
Was my favorite character.
Well, I'll just tag you right in, Pugs. What did you think? Was this a first time watch for you too?
Yeah, I've heard the name before, but I've never like ventured out to even see it. I'm assuming the upgrade is amazing because I was shocked at how good the quality was of the movie. But like, I gotta admit, I was fucking bored for the first few minutes up until I started laughing my ass off with what's the racist guy's name?
Roger. Don't these fives make your Peter rise?
Okay, that interaction was fucking hysterical. And I was like, stand your ground, man. You don't have to do it. But she won him over. And
spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was still laughing. I was laughing my ass off. That was really, really funny. And then from then on, I was like, oh, this is okay. But you're right with the sex scenes being cut like along the way. And coming back later, I was just like, oh, is this just hotel safe? No pop shots? But when we get back to it, I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. But
it's like the Pulp Fiction of porn.
Yeah. But no, I actually ended up having a really good time with it. And it's pretty fun. I am disappointed he came around. But, you know, whatever. It makes the world a better place, I guess.
But that gave us the line that will ever be remembered. I'll prove your spigot ain't no biggie.
That was like one liner in heaven.
Shirt coming, flesh wound shirt coming soon.
I'm not prejudiced. I just don't like you people.
that's the line that got me.
You tell pugs that all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
New shirt coming soon.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's already in the store.
Yeah. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for our live brainstorming session. Yeah, and then some of the other fantasies. You've got like Kay Parker, who has kind of a cuck husband that she's really frustrated with. And
the one where homegirl gets slapped. That was awesome.
And you know what? Slapped legit. Joey Silvera botched that and actually slapped her in the face.
No, he didn't. He's an artist.
But yeah, I like this one a lot. Now, and again, I should also throw out, if you're expecting Grant, I mean, this is actually very well made for an adult film at the time, but if you're expecting like robots running around and, you know, special effects, that, you know, that's not what you get here. What did you think, Todd?
Yeah, I've always been a fan of this one for, I think this is the third Blu-ray or first third release for Vinegar Syndrome that I have of this one. Cause I did get the limited one. Then there was the standard release. I don't know why, but I completist in me got made me buy the standard. And now we have this one, which this one does port everything over. Cause that's the thing. The limited one, you had the Blu-ray DVD and CD. This one has the 4K, the Blu-ray, and the CD. The DVD is kind of obsolete at this point. You know, one thing we haven't talked about, though, like, as far as I know, and Dan should be able to correct me, this is like the first worldwide 4K adult title, like, period.
I do believe you're correct.
Really? Like the big movie Pirate? And shit, or Pirates.
I think you can watch some of that.
That's been a long time.
But I think you can watch. See, here's let me retroactively fix what I said.
Physical.
There we go. Because you can watch 4K streams of stuff, but this is the first 4K physical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't believe anybody else has dipped their toes.
You knew it was going to be Vinegar Syndrome be the first ones to do it. So,
well, I'm glad it's them.
All I'm going to say is
the Lord's work.
Yes, we didn't get it on Blu-ray. Can we just leapfrog the format and get corporate assets in 4K, please?
Now, I am curious to ask your take on this, Todd, being the most knowledgeable in terms of the science of physical media. How does this look for an adult film, the tech? How does this look as an adult film in 4K, where at this point you really see everything? Because, I mean, Kay Parker and Annette Haven are beautiful in any era, but not always the case in some of the retro adult films.
I think it's going to be case by case, because I know people who didn't like the jump from DVD to from VHS to DVD because you saw a little too clear. But yeah, I watched this on 105-inch screen. So I saw everything.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to do 4Ks of Carlos Tobalina's movies because occasionally, yeah, there were some pimples on private parts and
that
stuff you may not want to see.
That does come up more now, but you can see that on modern stuff too. It's just something.
Yeah,
unless you're talking like a huge budget film where they're doing makeup on the cornholes, you're just gonna deal with it. I'm sure in Pirates we don't see any of that. Since that was Pug's name drop.
Well, that was the biggest one of like Meyer, I guess.
Well, that's and you know what? And they don't really do like features like that anymore. So
they do with parodies though, but they're not as grandiose, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, some of the superhero ones are.
That's the one the parodies I was talking about. Yeah. But like they still don't have the budget that Pirates had.
Pirates had the most effects, I think, of any adult. I mean, it had a lot of special effect shots.
Okay. Well, maybe Conquest, is that the other one? And what's with these pirate movies?
Conquest, that was the Jenna Jameson one, right?
Yeah. Okay, I remember that one. That one was a big one, too, where like a shitload of money went to it. There's also one with Tara Patrick and a dragon. I just don't remember the name.
Pugs is showing his air of porn.
Yeah.
Not the best era. I was never a Jenna Jameson guy. She was
I disagree about the era. I get what you're saying about her in particular, but but you know, we're not talking about that era. Maybe we will in a future show.
Yeah.
When we start doing Gonzo stuff, that's when I'll shine.
Extreme associate.
You know, I saw Ed Powers at a WWE event. So
awesome.
I thought that was going to be Jenna Jameson for a minute, which would be less cool, I think.
I hate her tattoos right now, but anyway.
Anyways, yes. So the fantasy stuff is fairly typical, you know, interracial, lesbian. But the movie is very watchable and extremely well acted. I mean, again, you felt for Kay Parker's character. She was really kind of a bitch to her husband, but still managed to have some sympathy for her. Annette Haven, again, gorgeous. And there's some names there that if are not as well known, but Desiree West is in there, Leslie Bovey. Some familiar names if you know this period. And so I highly recommend this. I think the fact that it is the first adult film in 4K on a 4K physical release is really cool. And there's a lot that I hope we see after this.
I think, I don't know. It seems like this one did really well, but I don't think we're going to start seeing like a ton of it. But if you do want to pick this one up, it is available at vinegarsyndrome.com. For the 4K, it's $29.99. You can still get the limited slipcover. Well, actually, that's all you can get right now because it is the website exclusive. So I don't know if there's going to be a retail release. I kind of think maybe, but it's worth getting.
Yeah, they haven't said once it's gone or anything. So no, I don't know.
The only thing that'll be gone will be the slip. But
okay.
So,
all right. Well, let's go ahead and rate it on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. I give this one a 4.5. I think it's a classic adult film. Again, some of the cutting back and forth might be frustrating if you're just picking it up for wank purposes. But I think at this point, there's not going to be a lot of people doing it just for that. So what say you, Pugs?
If this didn't look as good as it did, my grade would be lower. But I'm gonna give it a 4. Check it out. That just to laugh though. I'm with Dan, even though he put it kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
But he's right.
Yeah, I just no sold it because I can't yell at him at everything. I'm with you, Pugs. I'm a 4. I love the whole Westworld thing. So taking the concept and doing it. Sorry. I love the whole OG Westworld thing. But yeah, I know. I don't hate the new series. I just give a shit.
I love the new series, but I hate someone on that show. That fucking liar. But we'll go.
That'll be a different discussion. I don't know if that's adult worthy, after dark worthy. Although Dan gets his boob fills on that one. So, okay. Well, what do we got next, Dan? Unless anyone have anything else on Sex World?
No. I was going to go somewhere really dark with it, but we're good.
All right. So up next, it's actually going to be a Peekarama double feature Blu-ray. And we'll take it one at a time and kick it off with Taxi Girls from 1979, which has director Jordan Alexander working under the... the pseudonym of Jackoff Jacoby, which might very well be the coolest name in the history of names. And this one follows when a group of LA street prostitutes decide that they've had enough with the hassles of the law, they come up with an ingenious plan to increase business while reducing busts. They open up a sex-themed taxi service. But as their ridership exponentially grows, a group of chauvinistic hacks begin to plot a dastardly revenge. Starring Nancy Suter and featuring supporting performances from Serena, Aubrey Nichols, John Holmes, and Jamie Gillis, Taxi Girls has been newly restored in its from its 35mm negative. All right. Pugs, I'm going to say I think you like this one, but let them know. What do you think?
The bookends of this movie are my favorite parts. The opening scene is fucking hysterical. And the last scene, I know for a fact, is Todd approved because they know how to treat women. I'll admit, though, after the first scene, it kind of started off a little slow. But it got to a place where I really fucking enjoyed it. The antics that these girls pull are really funny. And I was really taken back by the sex scene with the blow-up doll, but fuck it. Well, at this point, why the hell not? yeah, it looks really good. It is really funny. And yeah, that last scene in particular is gold. We need more of that today. We can thank this movie for Fake Taxi and Kink.com.
If you want to see where it began.
Yeah, isn't there quite a few of these?
Are there?
Yeah, there are.
More? Yeah, I know. I remember because Taxi Girls 4 was the first one I saw with, I believe, Lisa Del Rio.
Del Rio.
No, the other one.
Oh, Lisa. You don't mean Lisa DeLue, do you?
No, I mean Alisa Del Rio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who you mean.
Well, you didn't at first.
I think I have the face. I was not like, she wasn't like a big early one for me, but I think
she was 90. This is 90s, Dan.
They said she was 90. I'm like, it's really?
But
a lot of the 90s ones are forgotten
because 90 now.
They didn't escape VHS.
Well, I think I got a few captured. Let's go see if I had one here. Yes, because she was in the one that got away. We could never find it once we had it. You know what? I'll tell you that story at the end. It will just bring me back to
Alyssa. I'll bring you back to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Cause I do want to hear it.
Well, I can do more on that one. No, I can't show you. Never mind.
I was going to say YouTube pal.
No, it's all right. I can blur it. Yeah. First, Dan, good job playing the cop in here that allows them to escape. I thought you did well in that.
Oh, real quick, that reminds me that when he was, the old lady comes in and he's about to fucking bust. He's like, I will shoot you.
Yeah.
Had me rolling.
Yeah, she's under there blowing him and she is. Didn't she like say, because she thought he was like constipated and said,
I can hear your stomach from here. I'm like, if this bitch drops a fucking button though, leave it alone.
I'm not going to get too explicit. There was the one guy that just had the big head. I'll just leave it at that.
I like just some of the goofy lines to the comedian. I'm tired of people treating me like a sex object. I want them to like me for my head. Then it's like, wow, it just goes right in. Like I said, that's a good way to pitch this for all of you people that watch the fake taxi stuff. This is definitely a precursor and a hilarious movie, by the way. I thought the comedic timing and some of the scenes were just so funny. This one's very orgy heavy from beginning to end.
Typically not the genre I'm looking for, but I think everything else made it enjoyable for me.
Yeah, no, definitely. This Jamie Gillis, sleazy as always. and the blow up doll scene. It was so funny. I think this one will play well. If you're looking, because I know a lot of people are always curious when Vinegar Syndrome does their sales, if they're not as familiar with the Golden Era stuff. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best thing that they put out, but it's probably a solid entry point if you're curious, if you like some humor with your adult cinema. I'd recommend this one. Plus, again, double feature.
Yeah.
It is.
Bang for your buck.
Well,
you gonna rate it?
Yeah. Absolutely. 0 to 5. I give this one a 4. I had a great time with it.
I am a 3.5. While I do really like it, I think there's better ones out there, but it definitely gets my recommendation.
Absolutely. I am a 4. I thought it was really good.
All right.
And it caught me off guard.
And looks awesome. We should say that. Vinegar Syndrome always is top notch work.
They do. They do. Definitely. And yeah, there was a time not too long ago that, I mean, who would have ever thought we would have gotten any classic Golden Era stuff on Blu-ray, let alone 4K now on this show. So I always have to put over Vinegar Syndrome. They're one of the only ones that really pay attention to this stuff, and I am very, very grateful to them. All right. So, second half of this double feature, which is also from director Jordan Alexander. And this one is Heavenly Desire. This one is also from 1979. And when Mary Lou, played by Sika, and Rosebud, played by Serena, two working girls in the Old West, are accidentally shot to death during a duel, they're revived from the dead by the devil and given an opportunity to be admitted into hooker heaven, aka hell, if they're able to corrupt a group of virginal sorority girls who have taken up residence in a former brothel. A completely wild sex comedy which co-stars Jamie Gillis, Eileen Wells, and Mike Ranger, Heavenly Desire is presented in a brand new restoration of its 35mm negative. All right. So Heavenly Desire. I like anything like Western themed, whether it's sci-fi Western or adult film Westerns. Vinegar Syndrome has had a few of these, actually. Although this one does jump, it's really only the beginning. The whole thing's not.
I was going to say, I don't think this is really, I wouldn't call it Western themed.
No, but I do like seeing.
It got him excited, though.
It did.
It did its job.
It did.
But I do like seeing that kind of opening and the brothel and everything and that hilarious shootout. We get somebody at that point in the Wild West who dresses like he's a 70s pimp, which I thought was pretty hilarious.
I love him.
Yep.
He was pretty funny. And then of course, when we jump ahead, some of the sex scenes with the ghosts were pretty funny. I think this works very well as just a plain, well, we're 79 here, but still not just a golden era adult film, but a golden era sex comedy. I found myself cracking up quite a bit at this one. What did you think, Pugs?
Well, that was me co-signing because I agree with you, because you could have taken out all the hardcore scenes and this movie would still work. It opens up. I was drawn in immediately. This is actually my favorite movie of the night that we've seen.
Oh, nice.
I really, really had a good time. So, and like the fact that the Satan character or whoever the fuck he is, the Dark Angel, is pimp as fuck and throughout the whole thing. I'm just like, I just want to hang out with that guy. He knows how to party. Yeah, I liked everything about it. The story was funny. The actors were cool. The girls were pretty for the most part. Yeah, I just dug the whole thing. I would really watch this again. And if they want to remake this and, you know, into an actual fucking comedy, I'm down. Or sex comedy, I'm down. Because I don't think, has that been done? Where they just take out, they remake a porn movie into an actual theatrical?
Well, there's only been one where they've taken a porn movie and remade it. It was not a sex comedy. And Dan, do you know what it is? Come on.
Are you saying as in they just took out the XXX content? I mean, there've been soft versions.
No, he means remaking a movie that was a hardcore movie into a non-hardcore movie.
Yes.
I only have one answer.
Should know that.
Yes, Harry Reams is in the original. And Tanya Roberts is in the redo.
Give it to me. I'm just spacing.
Forced Entry.
Oh, well, but that wasn't it is, though. Forced Entry.
It was. I mean, it also has another title. That is the only one that I know of.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Have we reviewed that? Can we review both of those and compare
them? No. Oh, God. We could definitely. Okay. We
the
can.
OG.
Yeah, I love the OG, but, well, yes, we can. We'll just go with that.
All right.
I'll, but
even though I haven't seen that one, I think this one would be better because it's written as an actual sex comedy, and I enjoy it.
Yeah it's very different. I don't, Forced Entry is not as.
No, that's more of a Todd movie.
That's not a sex comedy. There's not a lot of yucks.
Okay, well, now I might like that one better because that sounds awesome.
Hey, Pugs, yeah, I don't want to confuse the people. Forced Entry.
Listen to the name of the movie, Pugs. Forced Entry. All right, I did. Yeah, now back to this. The popcorn trick, I was like, yes, that is a classic one. So, yeah.
You got to make sure the butter's not too hot.
Yeah. Yet. Also, did you guys notice the famous building in there, the sorority house? It was Sheriff Wydell's police station in
shit. And, I didn't even notice.
Devil's Rejects. It was in Pumpkinhead too.
Awesome.
Sable Ranch. Yeah, they filmed a ton of stuff there, back to old westerns and stuff. But I saw it immediately. I was like, Devil's Rejects. Fuck Elvis.
You may not know, but
fuck Groucho. I fucked it up.
Did that burn down, or am I thinking of something else?
I think it could. Everything burns. It's California.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I could be wrong. Wait, but I thought
it's okay. Something. It's okay. I can say that I'm a Californian. I don't know how that one works. Because if Dan makes a burning California joke, that just fucked up.
I didn't.
I'm just saying, it's like when he makes those Colby
jokes. You're warning me.
You're going to have to apologize to Colby's widow like that one rapper did. What a pussy. Sorry.
Right? Cosine.
Well, anyways. Yeah, this one's a lot of fun. Yeah, I think we had a pretty good mix today because I there's enjoyment to be had.
There's
even
not a bad
not
one. There's not a look. Bad one in the bunch.
Yeah. No, not at all.
But to co-sign with Pugs, this was my favorite too.
I did notice in when the black guy in this movie and the black guy in Sex World had the same jewelry. So someone on the set is fucking around.
They're like, we need the black guy jewelry, and then they just
oh. And I do have a rant before we rate this. Sika.
They can vote now.
I hate Sika. She is
Did she snub you at
bitch?
That's why. Yeah.
No, she's been a bitch to other people too. I don't know. She's like, out of all of the adult starlets that I've met, Sika's just, I don't know. She's got a stick up her ass. I mean, maybe literally. I don't know. She's just always just kind of nasty. Now, I've heard other people say no, but I've seen.
So like, you're saying she's the Tom Savini of the adult world?
I never had a problem with Tom Savini, though. Tom Savini's always been super nice.
I think that's the, oh my God, Dan, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, maybe I got all the bitchiness from Sika. Well,
she saw you walking up, and yeah, I'd be defensive too.
This is not my experience. I've seen her like just be short on the internet.
Well, we didn't need your Sika rant in the middle of a review. I know, Dan, keeping that professionalism going.
I don't like Sika, fucker. All right. So I give this one 4 stars.
That's your hand said 5, but
my thumb was curved.
Don't make now me go into a still and throw that shit up.
Well, it's 4.
Well, my vote is a 4.5. I really enjoyed this one, but I'll back you up, Dan. Fuck Sika.
Yeah. Fuck Sika.
I doesn't make me win either way. Yeah. I am a 4 also. See, tuck your thumb, Dan.
The thumb was tucked.
He's thrown up gang signs and white power. Jesus,
you know, Christ, I've already thrown up the still on the thing that proves you're wrong, right? So now you're just gonna sound like a dumbass.
I think it was curved.
Well, I'm telling. Again, here's the picture.
I have arthritis.
I said 4. What's so confusing about it? I'm gonna start holding up the wrong finger.
You know
what?
We need to get you little number cards.
I will make number cards.
Then. Okay.
I'll have like this bidding sign.
On that note, do you want me to tell you I already forgot what it was. The Elisa Del Rio story.
Yes.
It's not even a story. Okay. It's like the porn title that got away. So Hispanic Cooter Hoedown, you know, it's already classy right now. It's got a Western theme. Not really, but
Ranchero.
And I got it. And then like, you know, of course, everyone I knew got a copy. Well, like one of the, I don't remember. I had a couple copies, but it became like the white whale, because the copy I had, I took to my cousin's bachelor party.
Nice.
And never saw it again. This was like one of my favorite porn.
Those motherfuckers. I'll
tell you like this. Well, here's a side story. But so I was so in that thing, I was drinking my 40s. Shocker. And then, like, I pounded what someone dared me, and I pounded one to get a record. And like, I just like had to put my head. I was like, no, this isn't happening. And then I just puked straight up in the air. Literally as the shipper showed up. So I'm laying in the backyard covered in puke while I'm missing all the strippers. So yeah, I never got my tape back. Wasn't my concern. But then, so I was like, oh shit. Well, I made a copy for my buddy. I won't say my name. I was like, yo, I need, bring the tape over next time.
A lumpy buddy.
I don't know what that means, Dan. That must
lumpy
be
lumpy buddy.
That must
come
be.
Come on, you know what that fucking means.
Bugs do you?
Yes, I do. But I thought we were trying to keep it anonymous.
Well, he said his name.
Oh,
in the last
lumpy
episode.
Buddy. I thought you were. No, that was Kruger. No, it wasn't. It was my buddy. Yeah, different one. My childhood friend that I've known since 4th grade. But so only he'll get that reference if he watches this one. Well, he'll know the Hispanic Hooters story too.
You need to go to eBay and get it back, dude.
No, can I tell my story, fucking shitbag? So, see, now you fucking Dan has to throw shit in. So, okay, yeah, I hit him up. I was like, yo, bring it over next time. I need to make a copy. He's like, I let someone borrow it, and they, you know, when they brought it back, there was something else on the tape.
You recorded over it? Those monsters?
Basically, and then the story he got was like his mom was gonna find. I don't know. So,
who copies over a tape that they borrowed? God, that's douchey.
Well, and it was, yeah. So that was that. So for like that, I'm going to guess this was like 93, 94, 95, mid 90s. We'll just go with that. So I like probably early 2000s when tapes were still a thing. I went to an adult store because we're like trying to find it because we check eBay all the time.
Yeah.
And like, oh yeah, we can get it. So I ordered it. Months went by, nothing. So like, oh yeah, we can't get it from the distributor. So, so years and years went by. So probably about 6 years ago, I found it. Cause you know, with all those old porn companies, they go out of business and then titles just get lost. Well, someone bought the catalog and put it on DVD. So not only did I find it, I found it on DVD. And then like, I made my buddy a copy. I was like, we finally get to see it again. And then it was like the most disappointing thing. I was like,
the memory was better.
I was like, meat curse, meat curtains, bad implants. I was like, hey, but I own it now, so it's right up there. So
fucking A.
I was going to show it, but
a Patreon review of Spanish Hooter Hoedown. Now.
It's Hispanic Hooter Hoedown. Come on, get it right.
Hispanic Hooter Hoedown.
As a fucking wrestling fan, you'd get the Triple H. Come on. I know.
Well, you've told this story. We need to. It might be a 5-minute review, but.
Yeah, we can. I don't know if I can
watch along.
The problem with that is it's so hard for people to find. Well, now, I mean, if you buy the DVD. I don't fucking know.
Maybe we can stream it on Patreon. We got to look into who owns the streaming rights.
And I think your buddy's got to come on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We'll have to blur his face. His wife will not be okay.
He's a silhouette like those fucking victim interviews.
Like a mob hit like interview.
That's how we'll do it.
Sort is.
Now, if then you saw a lump in the shadow, you'd know.
I'm gonna borrow it and fuck it up for a decade.
I'm gonna invite him on for the 500.
We gotta bring him on as like an Alfred Hitchcock silhouette first, though.
Oh Lord!
It's gotta happen.
All right. Well, on that note,
yes. On that note,
before we head out, Evil Ed asked me to ask you guys about Hometown Honeys. Have you guys reviewed that yet?
Hometown Honeys.
It's an older
I'm looking into it already.
Adult film. Okay, cool.
I know the title. Do you know who's in it?
No, I don't. But he just hit me up and he's like, "Oh, you guys should talk about that one." So I think if we do have a future review, we should probably bring him on because I think he's a fan.
Well, okay, Hometown Honeys?
Yeah. It's late 70s, early 80s.
Oh.
I like the idea of reviewing also some more 90s stuff that's just kind of more or less gone.
Well, I got a whole shelf full of that.
Do you have the Beavis and Butthead one?
I don't know. We've talked about that one. That one's like the one. That's another one. I do have like Zane's World and stuff like that.
Super Hornio Brothers with Ron Jeremy. And
no, see, a lot of those I don't.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, you can Google. There's a picture of like Ron Jeremy in the Mario.
No, I've seen him dress up as that. I just didn't know that was. I thought it was photoshopped or.
No, there is a super horny.
Who plays Luigi?
Oh, I can't remember.
Who plays Princess Peach?
Hometown Honeys. 1980s.
I can't remember. I remember Ron Jeremy. I can't tell you who, what girl. It was like 97, 96, 97.
Oh, it's wait, and it's directed by Ron Jeremy.
Is it? Fuck, I don't know.
It's got directed too. I don't have every detail.
No, I'm talking about Hometown Honey. It's directed by Ron Jeremy.
Oh,
It's got Buck Adams, who's underrated in my opinion, especially as a director. No Motive was a great one. Well, now I'm gonna have to see if we can find this thing.
All right, he'll be happy.
Our Vinegar Syndrome, do us a favor, just put it out.
Hometown Honey's Vinegar Syndrome. And I know it's not going to happen, but maybe you can get Super Hornio Brothers 4K.
The fact it's shot on video is what kills it.
There's a lot that I fondly remember that fall under that category, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say, I mean, there was stuff in the 90s. It wasn't necessarily that it was good. but there's just something about it. Like, it had a very
For me, though, like, post 2000 is like gold.
Were you, because you were, were you able to get a hold of like the Extreme Associates stuff?
Not many, but I was able to get like a few. I wish I was probably Todd back then.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because it's like we loved XPW and we were there. I was able to get.
Like, I used to love getting.
I wasn't old enough to purchase it, but I'm like, if I knew Todd, hey Todd.
I loved getting boxes that had like Extreme Associates and XPW stuff in the same box.
Cocktails and baptized in blood.
I won't say one, but I'm like 99% sure there's one POV scene in Lizzie Borden's one, and yeah, you could probably figure out who the other person was. The voice is a distinct giveaway.
We got to review some of those at some point. That will definitely be Patreon, but
I agree, because I want to revisit these.
You know, we need forced entry. His forced entry, that's the one.
Not the comedy.
Yeah. All right, well, on that note, we're gonna start reminiscing about the other. We should just do that on the Patreon one day.
Yes. Yeah. All right,
talk
so
about like our favorite starlets and Dan's top five penises, because he always talking about the dudes. Not Caesar bad, but you're getting close. There, I said,
realize you just put over that. Bucks, so go fuck yourself.
I know. All right. But
this coming from the lesbian scene lover, like, I like when a dude drives a scene, because, like, we can get into that conversation after.
Yeah, that's important. I feel like now I feel like just a general adult film discussion on Patreon's coming sooner than later.
So yes, so patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We've put up some new stuff, really hilarious. I also want to say thank you to our new patrons, Hayden, Orc, some of you guys. Big Crack Rock.
And, this is fucking awesome.
If I missed any of you, you'll get thanked on the next episode.
Yeah, well, no, there's one more we got.
Orc, I believe, unless I... Well, we could have had another one since then.
Yeah, it was Orc, yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Honestly, thank you very much. Yeah. It's fucking awesome of you. We appreciate it so much.
All starts at a dollar, guys, so we do good for you on there. We put some content on there, and you get early, uncensored.
Most importantly, uncensored, because
this
is us restrained.
Yeah. Stuff that you will not ever get anywhere else.
All right, well, we'll do that other one we just talked about soon. Right,
absolutely. Also, like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you know when we go live. And fleshwoundfeatures.com, and keep an eye out for the merch.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And also, episode 500 coming soon. So that's going to be really, really fun. You can find out more about it on Patreon. So please and thank you. And you can follow us across all the social media bullshits. Run all of them. So come hang out with us.
Yep. Some nice surprises, too, for that.
Yeah.
So with that being said,
good night,
gentlemen.
Good night.
I'll see you in the
night.
Actually, I'll see you in Sex World.